Blog Talk Radio.
This is Carol Ann Parisi. Thank you for joining me today on this Thursday. And, wow, lots and lots and lots of news today. So, first of all, Comey accuses White House of lies. And, but he did say there's no there there in so many words. Very interesting, if anybody took the time to watch some of the proceedings today. Very interesting, very interesting. But, you know, I mean, take me the right way. I think really the only collusion that happened was between former President Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch on the tarmac. That's the only collusion that was taking place because Comey just had a bail on that whole thing with Hillary Clinton. So anyway, it's not a political show. It's about empowering, and we're supposed to think of happy, good things. But there's just a lot going on now. Bernie Sanders' world. This is from The Atlantic. Bernie Sanders' religious test for Christians in public office. He says no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification in any office of public trust. Well, no kidding. So, I mean, I don't know what he's talking about. Bernie's quite a guy. Muslims do not simply have a deficient theology. They do not know God because they have rejected Jesus Christ, his son, and they stand condemned. Oh, somebody said that? Well, that's kind of interesting, but anyway, somebody by the name, that's interesting. Anyway, we are going to have a great show today. It's going to be great. It's not going to be terribly long, but I've been reading this Law of Success and 16 Lessons by Napoleon Hill. And there's a part where it's at the end of World War One, and it is with a global turning point, of which idealism arose. And according to Napoleon Hill, had a magazine, and it was according to his magazine, the conclusion of the war revived Hill's memories of his first job at a coal mine. So this is from Napoleon Hill's Golden Rule magazine, and he worked in a coal mine. Kind of interesting, first job. Workers took the harmonistic approach by displaying tolerance when they were dissatisfied with their wages. The miners decided to work with ownership instead of resisting and agreed to do more service than paid for in order to acquire what they wanted. Because of this principle, Napoleon Hill was able to move his way up through the ranks in the coal business. Okay. So, overcoming adversity and persevering through pain encourages the pursuit of information needed to achieve a chief aim. Remember, chief aim, major definitiveness of purpose. Napoleon Hill's applied knowledge of principle doing more service than paid for and enabled him to always come out on top. a little wiser, a little happier, and a little better prepared to be of service to my fellow man. And this is Lesson 14 in The Law of Success in 16 Lessons. Another freedom that is discovered is the turning point of accepting unconscious incompetence. I don't know what I don't know. With this newfound acceptance, the level of insecurity diminishes and confidence ensues. Increased confidence not only allows the growth of imagination, but also allows the increase of curiosity for more information. Now, information could be absorbed because insecurity does not have to be compensated by talking. Being quiet is the best way to be a scholar of new information. Learning and understanding priceless knowledge gives preparation for the next turning point. Through a continued study of what we're doing here, and we come here every day and get empowered, you have two ears, one mouth. Use them proportionately. You will not fail. You will not fail. These principles are tried and true. Knowledge is power. Silence is golden. That's what this is called. And sometimes it is very important to go ahead and just chill and be still. The Bible even says that, be still. And sometimes, especially when you're learning, and sometimes it's good to reformulate for yourself and rearticulate things, but when you're just listening, and I walk around with a headset. I have a convertible, and it's awesome, and it's really hard to hear any kind of radio or anything. So what I do is I just stick earphones on and in one ear while I'm driving, because that way I'm getting good positive things instead of mind viruses. I mean, we don't want viruses of the mind, because we are what we think about most of the time. Thoughts are things. Whatever a mind can conceive and believe, a mind can achieve. Your mind is the most mind is your power. That is where your superpower is. Mind coordinated with coordinated action. Now, so many people confuse activity with achievement too. And in all honesty, just because you're busy doing stuff doesn't mean you're accomplishing anything. So, I mean, I know we're in a society now where everybody just shows up and gets a trophy. That's not good for us, okay? That is just not good for us. You have to do the proper activity to facilitate achievement. Achievement is where the success is. Now, you do it in your mind first, and you strategize, and you need the balance. Don't spin your wheels. Don't spin your wheels. Hopefully everyone is doing their gratitude every morning and thinking and manifesting in their brain what their ideal life looks like. Hopefully you all pick up some books every now and then and stay with the positive. Focus on the positive things. YouTube is a plethora of videos. And, really very good stuff. So don't confuse activity with action. And get your definitiveness of purpose. Tomorrow we're going to go into some more laws of success, like the mastermind, definitiveness of purpose, self-confidence, habit of saving, initiative and leadership, imagination, enthusiasm, self-control, habit of doing more than paid for, pleasing personality, accurate thought, concentration, cooperation, failure, tolerance, golden rule, and cosmic habit force. We've got a really good thing to go over tomorrow. But it says the mastermind, if you could just collaborate with others that are masterminds, that think alike, not exactly, you don't want a bunch of bobbleheads, and you do it with a spirit of cooperation, your life will be completely different. And this is from the 16 principles of success And it's Napoleon Hill. So I hope everyone gets the opportunity to do some deep diving here. The mastermind needs a positive mental attitude, sound physical health. It covers everything. The mastermind is like the one of the main keys. Definitiveness of purpose and the mastermind go right into the 12 riches of life, which is a positive mental attitude, sound physical health, harmony in all human relationships, freedom from fear, hope for future achievement, capacity for faith, willingness to share blessings, engage in the labor of love, open mind with all people on all subjects, hello, open mind, complete self-discipline, wisdom to understand others, and financial freedom. So those are some really important things. So hopefully we can all get into some of those things with the laws of success, because they're important. They will help change your life. They really will. Remember, failure is realized. If you don't ever open your mind and your heart, you've already failed. So don't do that to yourself, because knowledge is really important, and that's why we keep teaching these things. So the laws of success. If you go ahead and get a mastermind group and you have a definitiveness of purpose and you all work with a positive, harmonious attitude, everyone's healthy, your relationships, like I said, harmonious and positive, nobody's going to have fear, and there's hope for the future achievement. Remember, accomplishment versus activity, and capacity for faith in the project, and willingness to share the victories, okay? Somebody has to be the leader, but as a leader, I've led victorious teams, and it's like, hey, man, it's you, too. We did this together. If you have a leader that just says, I, me, watch that leader, okay? Engage as like a labor of love. Do this as a labor of love. Be open-minded with all people on all subjects. Complete self-discipline. If everybody deploys self-discipline on all areas of their lives, all of our lives collectively, yes, would be better. Wisdom to understand others. It's called compassion. And ultimately, if you do this and you're doing this for a business, it could lead to financial freedom. So I don't know what any of this means to you, but to me, this is a roadmap, and all these connections make me confident that we deploy the right things at the right time, we will ultimately achieve success that we so desire. So hopefully everybody gets something out of this today. I know I've got tons of things that I want to share with you today. I've got them here getting ready to get queued up, because my computer is just such a dream. This is the science of being. Remember, we talked about that the other day, and this was like super deep. Here, I want to read this to you. Listen to this. This just rocked my world. Science. This is the science of being, and this is the scientific definition of the word principle. Okay. Now, the only thing that's kind of weird is this guy's got swastikas, but this is all before Hitler. I mean, I guess the swastika had a. The swastika symbol actually had, it was a powerful symbol, like any other despot, like that damn Hitler, you know, went ahead and took something that was good and made it bad. But here, scientific definition of the word principle. Principle is that which creates, constitutes, governs, sustains, and contains all. Isn't that a great vibration? These five words include all the various lesser definitions. What must principle do first? it must create. This is why you must create your ideal life. Okay, this is also words of wisdom for us too. It says here, first you must create because it cannot handle anything before it has created the very thing it has to handle. So in your mind's eye, create. But this is, I don't know, I just is like the creator. I just think this is really, really cool. But, yeah, that is from The Science of Being, and pretty much deep diving, very much deep diving, actually. And, you know, hopefully we're putting good neuro pathways in our heads. And you can be anything, do anything, have anything. And you have to want it bad enough, but you have to see it. Don't listen to people that say to you, you know, you can't do this. Because you can. Now, I've heard it said you really only use 10% of our mind and our brain. Guess what? There's a difference between our mind and our brain. Our brain is constantly going on a subconscious level. It's allowing you to listen to this by hearing. It's allowing you to move. But your mind, we only use 10% truly of our mind. And you can do deep diving things when you want to just sit down, use your mind, go ahead and think and process, think deeply, take it all in, and create. So you could do this once you create, okay? Now, let's talk about natural COX-2 inhibitors. Pain, there's a lot of prescription medication, and they're called COX-2 inhibitors. Well, there are natural ones here that I've looked up that I'm going to share with you today. Holy basil, berbine, curcumin. We did almost a whole show on curcumin. EGCG, that's called green tea. The EGCG is in green tea, and there's like, I know, glucocorticoids. I don't know the name of it. I could look it up, but I probably bastardize it like I do so readily. Ginger, common hop, fish oil, oregano, quercetin, resveratrol, rosemary, Chinese skullcap, vitamins A and E, okay? So, and then there's natural NFKB inhibitors, which is allicin, onions, garlic, are all allicins, curcumin, again, EGCG, green tea, genistein, ginkgo biloba, melatonin, quercetin, resveratrol, silymarin, sulforaphane, vitamins A, C, and E, the ACEs. So, berbine is a plant alkaloid, and it's in barberry and golden seal. Chinese skullcap is also known as Sculpteria basilinus. It has anti-cancerous effects, anti-proliferative and apoptotic effects in vitro. We talked about that yesterday, too. Silymarin is extracted from milk thistle, and sulforaphane is a well-known anti-cancer compound found in cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts. So those are all good things. And allicin, of course, is garlic, and genistein's from soy. So hopefully this is some good wellness information that can help you. If you're trying to lose weight, I have been doing this intermittent fat fasting. So I don't eat for like 16 hours, and then I eat like from 1 o'clock in the afternoon to about 5 or 6 o'clock at night. I mean, I can go up to 8 because that's an 8-hour window. So I've already noticed my bloating in my stomach is gone. So it's working, and I'm not feeling loopy. When I was doing this before and I wasn't doing fat, when I was just doing low carb, I was a lot more tired and I felt a lot more loopy. So hopefully this is a good thing and it worked. Let's see, what else did I want to bring to you today? Here we go. Got this. Natural Philosophy. This is so awesome because this is all part of Napoleon Hill's 16 Laws. Again, I'm kind of bouncing. Key to natural philosophy is a concept of rhythm, harmony, and balance that has been lost in the contemporary world. In his book, Outwitting the Devil, you could so see it, too. But we could see where we're at right now. So he says, avoid alcohol, cigarettes. And he says, stop laying blame. He does blame the modern-day schools, stop laying blame on others, but he does say the modern-day spiritual desolation in the school system is not helping. And this was from the 20s. Could you imagine if he was here now? Oh, my God. Fear, doubt, central cause of most of our problems. These tendencies keep us from staying on the straight path, distract us from accomplishing our goals, cause us to look away from impending problems and then hide our inner turmoils from the kind of clear view that could rectify them. Rather than staying focused, our attention wanders because we doubt where we are going. That is why it's so important to have self-determination and a chief aim. Okay, this is like really deep. Chief aim, the attainment of your definite chief aim without violating the rights of other people. Chief aim, you will not waste effort. You will build confidence. Remember, when you build confidence, when you succeed at something, that builds confidence, which gives you the initiative to go ahead and succeed more. So that's just some of our things. I think what I'll do tomorrow is go over this whole thing again. This has got every little detail of the 16 laws. And we did go through some of them. We did a little wellness today, talked a little bit about James Comey and what's going on. And, you know, go out there, create your ideal life, be happy, feel blessed, look at the good in everything. Create. You could do this. You could do this. Be positive. Listen to positive people. Go with positive. Hang out with positive people. Create a mastermind group. If you could create a mastermind group, people that are like-minded, there's nothing that you can't accomplish. So, do it. So, hopefully everybody's drinking a ton of water and getting healthy and being happy. All right, I'm going to check out. Because I don't want to start unpacking too many other things. I wanted to touch on a few of these things today, and I hope they served you. This is Carol Ann Parisi signing off with Awaken to Empowerment. Time for your paradigm shift. It's all a paradigm shift. Peace, love, and freedom. Catch you back here next time on Awaken to Empowerment.
If you're feeling down.
right, catch you next time.